From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. BP is gearing up to pump heavy fluid into its blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. That's the final step before the oil company can pump in cement and block up the well for good. Even though the well hasn't spewed oil for 2.5 weeks, it won't be fully sealed until the cement work is done. And joining us for the latest on this and other news from the Gulf is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Richard, first of all, give us a sense of what BP will be doing over the next day or so as it tries to plug up that well.
Well, Michelle, the first step is actually to pump some oil from a ship on the surface down into the well. They pump it through a couple of lines that extend all the way down through 5,000 feet of water and connect to the side of the broken blowout preventer. BP plans to push that oil down in the well a bit to get a feel how the fluid moves inside, you know, how much friction there is on the side of the well and so forth. And when they've learned what they can from that test, the ship on the surface will stop pumping oil and start to pump in this heavy fluid called drilling mud down into the well. And again, they plan to pump it very gently, just a barrel or two a minute, but gradually they hope that this persistent pressure will push all the oil that's in the well right now back down slowly but surely to the bottom of the well, and in fact back into the sand-filled reservoir that's there 13,000 feet below the seafloor where the oil came from to begin with. And if they can do that and fill the well with all this heavy mud, that should effectively stop the well from flowing. The oil and gas industry says, in their lingo, the well will be killed.
And after the heavy mud, is that when the cement then comes into play?
That's right. The cement can actually go into this well from either the top or the bottom or both. And depending upon what they find while they're pumping in the heavy fluid, BP says it might simply pump cement down from the top of the well. But they will also be able to attack this problem from near the bottom. Remember that relief well that's drilled down? It's now within about 100 feet of the well. And BP can actually finish that drilling and use the relief well to pump cement in from the bottom. So depending upon what they find, they actually could try both approaches.
If they try one or both approaches, how long will the cement job take?
Well, the relief well will probably intersect the well at the end of next week at the very soonest, and this whole procedure could probably go to the end of August before we're done talking about cement in this well.
Richard, I'd like to turn to some other news now. Today, the EPA released more test results about a controversial chemical that BP and the government had used to disperse oil in the Gulf of Mexico during the blowout. What can you tell us about that?
Well, there was a lot of concern about this dispersant called Corexit, since it is toxic to sea life. It's good in that the dispersant helped reduce the amount of oil that actually ended up washing into the very vulnerable marshes. But people were also worried about what kind of damage the chemical itself could be doing in the ocean. So the EPA decided to do more tests. They mixed Corexit with oil and found that this mixture was just about as toxic as oil all alone. And since there's like 100 times more oil than there was dispersant in the Gulf, it seems like the chemical didn't add much to the risk of this toxicity. There are still questions, though, because the dispersant did leave the oil out there in the sea, and it's still not clear what the long-term consequences of that could be. One concern is that the dispersed oil could actually create population booms of bacteria that like to eat oil, and those bacteria also in the process of doing that can use up oxygen, and other sea life, of course, could use that oxygen.
And speaking of low oxygen in the Gulf, there's yet another report today about a large area of oxygen-poor waters off the coast of Louisiana and also off the coast of Texas. Is that related to the oil spill?
It's not related per se, but every summer a large dead zone does form in the Gulf of Mexico. Fertilizer from the Midwest runs down the Mississippi River and floods out into the Gulf, and it causes huge algae blooms. And those algae use up so much oxygen that the fish can't survive there. And if the fish can swim away, they do. Creatures on the sea bottom may actually die if they can't move out of the way. And the effect is far, far worse than the rather minimal oxygen depletion that's been measured from the oil spill so far. So, in fact, this year's dead zone is something like the state of Massachusetts in size. So the Gulf gets hammered by this thing every year. And, of course, this year, with the spill on top of it all, it's adding insult to injury.
That's NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Richard, thank you very much.
My pleasure.